Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Knot Trees Podcast. Today I will summarize and review the book. Fourth Wing, The Empyrean Book 1, by Rebecca Yarros, offers a thrilling start to what promises to be a stirring science fiction series. With its backdrop set in a meticulously detailed universe, the novel combines elements of romance, suspense, and military science fiction to tell a story that's both deeply personal and expansively cosmic. At the core of this enthralling narrative are themes of duty, love, sacrifice, and the quest for identity against the backdrop of an interstellar war that threatens to consume everything. Yarros, known for her ability to weave heartfelt emotion into gripping action scenes, does not disappoint, making Fourth Wing not merely a story about the battles we face, but also about the internal struggles that define us. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, the intricately crafted universe. Rebecca Yarros sets Fourth Wing against the vast canvas of a universe at war. Yet it's the intricate detailing of its worlds, cultures, and technologies that truly captivates the reader. From the majestic Empyrean territories to the war-torn front lines where allegiance and survival are constantly at odds, the author meticulously crafts each scene with a richness that envelops you. The political intrigue, the tech advancements, and the socioeconomic divides not only serve as a backdrop, but actively shape the characters' journeys. Through this detailed world-building, Yarros explores themes of imperialism, resistance, and the moral ambiguities of war, making the story resonate on a universal level while anchoring it in deeply personal stakes. Secondly, the complex tapestry of characters. At the heart of Fourth Wing is a diverse cast of characters, each bringing their own unique perspective and history to the unfolding drama. The protagonists' journey from a reluctant hero to a pivotal figure in the war effort is a compelling narrative of growth, sacrifice, and resilience. The supporting characters, from comrades in arms to political adversaries, are equally well drawn, making the political and military battles feel intensely personal. Yarros excels in portraying realistic relationships and the emotional complexities of lives caught in the crossfire of cosmic-scale conflict. The characters' development throughout the story is not just about their roles in the war, but also about their struggles with love, loss, and loyalty. Thirdly, themes of duty, love, and sacrifice, central to Fourth Wing, are the themes of duty, love, and sacrifice, which are explored through the personal and collective experiences of the characters. Duty to one's comrades, nation, and one's own sense of morality are portrayed with nuanced complexity, often leading characters into heart-wrenching dilemmas. The love that blossoms amidst the ruins of war serves as a beacon of hope, yet it's fraught with the perils of loss and betrayal. Sacrifice, the most poignant of the themes, is depicted in the myriad ways characters choose the greater good over personal desires. These themes are woven through the narrative in ways that challenge the characters, and by extension the readers, to contemplate what they hold most dear. Fourthly, the evolution of war and strategy. Rebecca Yarros delves into the evolution of war and strategy with a keen eye on both the past and the possible future. The tactical maneuvers, the espionage, and the technologies employed in Fourth Wing are not just plot devices but are reflective of the broader theme of progress and its double-edged sword. Through detailed descriptions of battles, both physical and ideological, Yarros raises questions about the nature of war, the cost of advancements, and the sacrifices made in the name of progress. The strategic depth of the novel is not merely for the thrill, but serves as a lens through which the dynamics of power, control, and freedom are examined. Lastly, the quest for identity. One of the most compelling aspects of Fourth Wing is the protagonist's quest for identity amidst the chaos of war and the expectations placed upon them. This journey is symbolic of the broader theme of finding one's place in a universe fraught with conflict and contradiction. The struggle to reconcile personal desires with duty and the pursuit of one's true self amidst external definitions of identity are portrayed with heartfelt sincerity. Yarros uses this quest as a vehicle to explore the notions of destiny, choice, and the power of self-definition, making it not just a personal struggle, but a universal one. In conclusion, Fourth Wing, The Empyrean Book 1 by Rebecca Yarros is a must-read for fans of science fiction, romance, and military fiction alike. It offers a richly imagined universe, complex characters, and profound themes that resonate well beyond the confines of its pages. This book is especially suited for those who appreciate stories where personal growth, love, and moral complexities play a central role. Readers who are drawn to narratives that explore the human condition against a backdrop of interstellar conflict will find Fourth Wing deeply satisfying. Yaros not only entertains, but also invites readers to reflect on the themes of duty, love, sacrifice, and the quest for identity, making this book a meaningful addition to one's reading list. If you would like to support Rebecca Yaros, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.